Yes, indeed, and a few more bits and pieces at the end to add as well. So basically, the international cross-country championships were held this year in Santry in Dublin, and yes, we had a good Donegal interest, as we have had in recent years, and success has been kind of there before. But let's talk about today, first of all, and two big performances, two pretty standout performances from a Donegal perspective, one from Pádraig McKinney. Now, let's explain that the races are run, the master races are run on 5 year age categories, so it's 35 to 40 all running against each other, then 40 to 45 and so on like that. So we're talking about people in their own age category when we talk about gold and silver and stuff. So Pádraig McKinney, yes, the Inishowen athlete, a teacher there in school East of Gonnell, Bulcrana, he won his section. He beat the best of the English, Scottish and Welsh guys, and he won the section. That's a big thing. That's a big achievement. So well done to him, and indeed led his team, the Irish team, with victory over England. And any victory over England at Masters level, or indeed at any cross-country level, is a big achievement. So well done, Pádraig McKinney, there. And also a gold medal performance for Natasha Adams from the Letterkenny Club. She also won her section. Again, the same story as with Pádraig, beating the best of the English, Welsh and Scots. And her team also, with that big performance from her, was able to get in the gold. The rest of the stories from a Donegal point of view, well, we had Kieran McGonigal from Letterkenny and Dermot McIlcarr from Finn Valley. They were in the over 45s. They were on a team that also won team gold. A good story there. And John Joe Doherty of Finn Valley, he was on the Irish team that was silver medal winners to get behind England and the over 35. Noreen Boner now, as is, well, she's had a great career in Masters Athletics, you know, over the years in European, world, and indeed, she was on the Irish team that got silver. She finished individually seventh, so she'd be happy with that. And then we go down through the list from Fanlon, Martin Kerr, and indeed Brian McBride from Cranford running with Eric Kenny now, Martin Kerr running with Milford in the Donegal scene. They were on the Irish team over 70. They got bronze, so we'll be happy coming home with a medal there. And Martin Cunningham from down the southwest of the county, a former GAA player who came late to the sport of athletics, well, he got in the medals with a gold medal team performance, standing for that team over 40. So it was a very, very, very worthwhile exercise for the Donegal athletes, and it flew the flag very, very strongly for athletes at master level from the county. And indeed, in view of next weekend, we're down in Downings, we're National Senior Cross Country Championships. It's just another big build up towards that. And then the other thing that's relevant today, that happened yesterday actually, that's relevant to next weekend, Sean McGinley from Dunswally, who runs out of Finn Valley. He's at DCU now, and he was running for DCU yesterday in the university road relays at Maynooth, at the university there. And he was on that UCD scoring team, or that DCU scoring team, that indeed finished second behind a very, very good UCD team. So, you know, just a good stretch the legs, a good blowout for him before we go into battle in Downings next Sunday. Also today in Athlone, indoor athletics, combined events indoor athletics, schools athletics, from Glenties Columbus Comprehensive School, Fintan Dewhurst, who we talked about many, many, many weekends over the summer months, and he had a great summer. Well, he's back in business again, and today he won the combined events schools championship in Athlone today, so that should herald an international call-up for him for the schools, for the Irish schools team. And another Donegal athlete in competition today was Oisin Toy, second last weekend in the Ulster Novice at Finn Valley, leading Finn Valley to a team victory there. Today he was in Milton Keynes, running for Ulster Northern Ireland in an inter-counties meet, and he was the second Ulster athlete over the line, and the Ulster team finished sixth of 30 teams. So again, he's in action next weekend. So all geared for next weekend. Good results from the Masters. Fintan Dewhurst still in business, going into the winter months and beyond into the indoor season. And Sean McGinley is still and continues to run extremely well. So everything points to Downings next Sunday. Tomorrow, well, it's the Remembrance 10K at Finn Valley. It's 11 a.m. start. People can enter in the morning from 9 o'clock, and they have the option of a 5 or 10K. And of course, remember, it's a time to remember, and it's the Remembrance 10K, an annual event, which does get a big, big number.